Hi everybody, this is Nick. Welcome to Teaching Series, Nick's Everyday Texts with his American Friends. 大家好，我是 Nick， 欢迎来到 Nick 和美国朋友的短信日常。So, in this series, I will teach you guys some authentic phrases and slang by showing and explaining my texts with American people. 那通过讲解我本人和美国朋友之间发的短信，来达到学习地道英文的效果。短信图片呢在微博。今天的短信呢还是关于这个前几期那个 job 工作方面的一个对话。所以呢我就不解释了，同样不影响阅读。今天的短信可以说是特别特别实用，当然了其实每一期都特别实用。今天我要来介绍几个超级好用的一个短语。首先还是来读一遍这个短信。
Yeah, definitely. I think I want to talk to him soon. It sounds like you want a fallback, but you don't want to feel locked into uncomfortability.
I do want a fallback. I'm trying to avoid this weird time where I don't have a jobAn industry moves too fast, I get like left behind in the dust.
If that makes sense.
I don't want to fall behind the movement of what's going on.
Okay, let's go back. Number one, fall back. 这个就是我们所谓的退路的一个意思。类似的词语呢，它还有 plan B or backup plan 等等等等，都是表示退路。Number two, luck. 这里 luck 表示一个词组，表示 luck something up.Lock something up, 就是说把门关好，窗也锁好了，然后别人进不来。这里一个词组代替了所有动作，你不用再说 Did you lock the door? 然后接着又问一句，哎 ，Did you close up the window? 对吧？你关窗了没有？又关门，多烦啊，对吧？你直接说 Did you lock up the lock up the house 就可以了，就说你有没有把这个窗门都关好？这样。By the way, 车你也可以这么说 ，Did you lock up your car?就是你车的门锁了吗？窗关了吗？等等，都包括在里面，这个意思。Number three,
leave somebody in the dust
是一个 idiom。这个 idiom 的意思就是说使某人望尘莫及。其实想一想，是不是和中文其实很类似？你看 ，dust 它对应尘。比如说，你可以说 My classmates leave me in the dust when we study math together。那我们一起学习数学的时候呢，我的同学们就把我远远的抛在后面。Alright, so this is pretty much it for this time. I'll see you guys next time. Bye.